All right, let's pick up where we left off last hour. I'm Mark Strauss. I'm the TV guy on the radio, and this is the WJBC Midday Show. Boy, it's a hot one out there. Hey, I was talking at the beginning of the show about this gentleman who, in his hometown of Dixon, Illinois, is being hailed as a sort of a hero. Well, not sort of. He is a hero. May have saved someone's life. He was riding along in his pickup truck on Friday afternoon. I believe he was with his wife. He noticed someone in distress in the other lane, slowly sort of creeping in their car, and got out of his truck and then jumped into the open passenger window of the car. And I think from the story that I read and saw this morning on the Today Show, you may have seen this too, the driver was having a seizure or was in some distress, and this gentleman, Randy Tompkins, was able to save this person. And Randy Tompkins joins us on the telephone right now from Dixon, Illinois. Randy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, tell me, first of all, congratulations on your courage and helping a fellow human being. That's inspirational to anyone. But sort of, if anyone is listening who has seen the dash cam video, and by the way, where is that dash cam video from? Is that from just another motorist?
It's from the squad car.
Okay, so this car was moving in your direction. You were at a traffic light. Pick it up from there.
Well, I was sitting in the inner southbound lane, and I just pulled up to it, and about within, I'd say, 15 seconds of sitting there, I noticed a blue car pull out of his lane and pulled into my lane, and he was going really slow. Well, when he got to the intersection, I noticed that he had his arms up, to his chest, and I could tell right away he was having a seizure. So I had my hand on my shifter to put it in reverse. I was just getting ready because I didn't know if the guy was going to jerk the wheel or push the gas. I didn't know, so I wanted to wait. And I waited the last possible second to move. And then when I backed up, I wanted to back up as fast as possible because I knew I had to help this guy because I don't think anybody really, really realized what was going on. And I don't know, I was paying attention, I guess.
so you got out of your truck, and
yep.
And you can find this video on the internet. I happened to see it. I didn't see, Randy, I didn't see the video live when the story was done on the Today Show this morning, but I did see they posted it on Twitter, and I did see it on Twitter. I don't think it's the entire video, but it starts with you getting out of your truck. So I didn't see everything that led up to your decision.
I parked my truck at an angle so I could get out fast enough and run to catch up to his vehicle. Because, like I said, he was moving about 10 miles per hour, maybe a little slower, but I'm not really for sure. But I ran. I didn't even think about it. I just dove through his window, and I didn't even. And most, if you look at the video, it looks like I stopped the vehicle like right away, which I did, but I didn't. When I first got in his vehicle, I stuck two fingers in his mouth and tilted his head to the side, because I've always heard that seizure victims can swallow their tongue or bite it. So that was the first thing I did, and then I stopped the car, and then I opened the door. Because I knew the police were right there, and I wanted them to, see what was going on as fast as possible as well. And then they called in for the ambulance, and I stayed there the entire time until they showed up.
And do you know how this gentleman is doing today?
Yeah, I spoke. He messaged me yesterday, and he told me that was the first seizure that he's ever had, and that he's going to be going to get checked out and whatnot. I just told him to keep me posted, because I was worried. I mean, I'd do this for anybody. I mean, I didn't know him. I mean, for nothing, but it didn't matter.
Now you and I were talking off the air a few minutes ago, and it turns out that an incident in your life a number of years ago, in a way, prepared you for what you did and what happened, your response on Friday.
Yeah, when I was 15, I got hit head-on by a 92-year-old lady, and she had a seizure at the wheel. And like I said, I've always wished I could have got out of the way and helped her, which I got out of the truck because when she hit me, it knocked her out. And I had to go pull her off the steering wheel, and her forehead was bleeding. I had to shut off her car and whatnot. I mean, it was a crazy feeling, you know, because she hit me so hard it spun me around twice.
So you just had a feeling on Friday, drawing on this incident from many years ago in your life, and you say you were a teenager at the time.
Yeah, I was 16 at the time.
So you were a new driver, and this stuck with you all these years, and you're 39 now, correct?
Yep.
So 23 years ago, this happened to you with this older lady having a seizure, and you happen to be in this spot where this driver is having a seizure. And you just instinctively, because of that experience, I'm guessing, felt like you knew what was happening and you were correct, and you just responded to it.
That's basically right.
Do you think that you would have responded? I know this is not really a question you probably have the answer to, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you think you would have been prepared to react in the absolute correct way that you did, as it turns out, had you not had that experience as a 16-year-old driver?
Honestly, most definitely. I'm human, you know, but if anybody is in distress, I would think anybody would do what I did, you know. I don't know. I mean, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and you know, I was keeping my eyes open. Just like I told my wife, you know, I scan ahead. You know, I always tell her, I'm like, if it's in front of me, I already hit it. Mm-hmm. But I can help what's out there, you know, if I scan ahead as far as I can see. And, you know, that's basically what I was doing.
Well, when
I noticed them right away.
When I watched this video, the first thing that struck me was that it was very much like what you would see a stuntman do in a movie, to jump.
Yeah,
and I know the car was only moving at 10 miles an hour, but still, you have to be pretty precise. Plus, the window had to be open, so there was sort of a circumstance. If it was happening today, where it's 91 degrees outside, that window might have been closed. That driver may have had the air conditioner on.
Had his air on, correct.
Sure.
Yeah. Most definitely.
So just through a quirk of fate, everything sort of worked out where you could execute this to perfection.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
We're speaking with Randy Tompkins of Dixon, Illinois. He on Friday dove into the open passenger window of a moving vehicle to save a driver who was having a seizure up there in at a traffic intersection. In Dixon, what's your life been like over the past 36, 48 hours?
A lot of messages, a lot of support, and, you know, people call me a hero and stuff, and that they're proud of me and whatnot. I mean, I'm thankful, you know, that everybody, you know, reached out to me. But like I said, I thanked everybody, you know, if they have a good conscience, they would have done exactly what I done. You know, so, I mean, I might be a hero in some people's eyes, but I just look at it as, you know, I would have done that regardless.
Did you know you were going to be on the Today Show this morning?
No, I actually didn't.
So I bet you heard about it right away. Were you watching by any chance?
No. I keep hearing, you know, I've been on this and that, and, you know, I'm like, okay. You know, only one I actually watched was Fox News. They came down and interviewed me in person, and I kind of wanted to see it, and that was, you know, my highlight, and that was about it.
It sounds like you don't view yourself as a hero. Obviously, you're just helping another human being. But what was it like for you to have a news crew come down and talk to you?
Well, it was, I don't know, it was kind of crazy. I mean, you know, all the attention on me, you know. I mean, my wife was with me as well, and, you know, she observed it as well. So, I mean, I don't want to take all the credit, but, you know, she was there as well.
Interesting story about your wife. I think Heather is her name?
Correct.
It's almost, the incident you had on Friday was almost a year to the day that she was in a bad traffic accident.
Actually, it was a year to the day.
Have you thought about the irony of that? That a year ago, you know, she was hurt, and then you were saving someone else from maybe suffering a similar fate.
Right, and she got really like upset over it, you know, whatnot. She was proud of me though, but because like I said, she just was in an accident a year ago, and to see a car coming head on at us kind of freaked her out a little bit, but. You know, she was very proud of the way I handled everything, and, you know, she's been supporting me the entire time with it, and so I'm grateful to have her.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time, Randy, and what an uplifting story, not only what you did, but just knowing that the driver is okay and recovering and will get checked out. And you may have made a friend for life as well.
Yeah, and I hope I did.